Living the Script. From the beginning, God made it clear that He intends for us to be significant players in His drama. No doubt, it is first and foremost God's story. But we can't passively sit back and just watch what happens. At every stage, He invites humans to participate with Him. Here are three key steps to finding your place in the drama. Step 1. Immerse yourself in the Bible. If we are unfamiliar with the text of the drama itself, there's no chance of living our parts well. Only when we read both deeply and widely in the Bible, marinating in it and letting it soak into our lives, will we be prepared to effectively take up our roles. The more we read the Bible, the better readers we will become. Rather than skimming the surface, we will become skilled at interpreting and practicing what we read. Step 2. Commit to follow Jesus. We've all taken part in the brokenness and wrongdoing that came into the story in Act 2. The victory of Jesus in Act 4 now offers us the opportunity to have our lives turned around. Our sins can be forgiven. We can become part of God's story of new creation. Turn away from your wrongdoing. God has acted through the death and resurrection of the Messiah to deal decisively with evil in your life and in the life of the world. His death was a sacrifice and His resurrection a new beginning. Acknowledge that Jesus is the rightful ruler of the world and commit to follow Him and join with God's people. Step 3. Live your part. Followers of Jesus are gospel players in local communities living out the biblical drama together. But we do not have an exact script for our lines and actions in the drama today. Our history has not yet been written, and we can't just repeat lines from earlier acts in the drama. So what do? We read the Bible to understand what God has already done, especially through Jesus the Messiah, and to know how we carry this story forward. The Bible helps us answer the key question about everything we say and do. Is this an appropriate and fitting way to live out the story of Jesus today? This is how we put the scriptures into action. Life's choices can be messy, but God has given us His Word and promised us His Spirit to guide us on the way. You are God's artwork, created to do good works. May your life be a gift of beauty back to Him.